A is January 15th, 2020. I know, life moves along. Lesson number 446 called Ideal Bending. Life moves whether you want it to or not. Okay. Right? You're either on board or not on board.
And we want our bodies to move too. So this is why I'm
here. Right? And especially like when it's this cold, like I didn't even take Stella out. Anything below double digits. Really, kind of my rule of thumb is about 17 degrees is about.
Zero.
Yeah. I was like, no, I mean, just she can go potty in the driveway, but we're not doing any kind of walking, you know.
No.
Yesterday, I barely made it out when it started coming down at 1. And you should have seen the two of us. I mean, and it was picking up momentum really fast, right? It's like a 25-minute walk, and we were covered. She's looking at me like, but I have her feet. She has booties.
It came down. Boom.
Yeah. Okay. On your backs, as you usually do, this is the time in the beginning of the lesson, is to lie on your back, legs long, arms long, and to check in to see how you're feeling today. Because every day, even as we go through the day, we feel different, right? So just how are you feeling this morning? How do you sense your back, your neck, your shoulders, your head, your pelvis? So how are you experiencing yourself lying on the floor today? Are there any areas that you feel any discomfort or lack of ease? Sometimes it's just lack of ease. It's not necessarily pain or discomfort, but something draws your attention there where it doesn't feel as relaxed as it could, right? And that's a really good distinction, because things don't always have to be painful, right? So again, we're going to really work with evoking in your trunk this rectangle area from your shoulder blades to your pelvis, your core. So to begin, let's draw some attention to your head and begin by lifting your head to look down towards your feet, and maybe spread, Corinne, my front row here, spread your, just like a little V, right? So when you go to lift your head, what you're looking for is not how high you lift, right? We want to engage your core right away. So the very moment that you start to lift your head, you should feel where your pubic bone to your belly button is, it tightens and pulls in and contracts. You should also feel that the lower back starts to flatten a little bit, okay? Now, on somebody like me, this is really, really hard. My body likes to use my hips and arch my back, believe it or not. So I overuse my hip flexors. So that's information for you to see, are you one of those? So I do good on the front side with my core, but in my lower back, to tuck my tail a little bit, it's hard for me because I want to use my hips. So you want to flatten the lower back, engage the core, but they should be happening really automatically. It's connected to your head. Good. Are we good, everyone? So the other thing is to do this on the exhale, right? So you empty your lungs, and it's easier for those core abdominal muscles to contract. Nice, Casey, that was really nice. Excellent. Okay, and let it go and rest. So we're gonna piece that movement together with your legs. You okay?
Oh yeah, I'm just fighting something. So.
You're what?
I'm fighting something, so.
I'm.
Yes, please.
Staying away.
Yes,
okay, so we're gonna start with your right leg now. And you're gonna start to think about bending your right knee as if to slide your right heel up. Yeah. So I want you to think, and more like you did at Casey the first time, bring your knee straight up like to standing. So knee, ankle, and then I want you to think of the big toe and the pinky toe. So all three end up in alignment. So it's almost like you wouldn't be able to see your foot because it's hidden where your pelvis is. So again, Corinne, straight up, straight. Yeah, not out to the side. And then you lengthen it back out the same way. So I want you to bend and lengthen. So lower it back down and feel what you do to lower it. You with me, Casey? Lower the leg again. So you don't keep it up. You bend, stand for a moment to pause, and straighten it. And think of, again, the pinky toe and the big toe being hidden behind the knee, right? And feel, what do you activate now, again, in that same area, right? That lower pubic bone, belly area on the right side. What engages, right, to help the leg? All right, so normally for me, again, I use my hip flexor, and we want to avoid, if we can, the hip flexor so much. So you want to think of that same area, kind of pulling in the lower back, flattening a little bit as the knee comes up. And then you get kind of an arch when you lengthen the leg. Excellent. Pause and lengthen the right leg to let it rest. Hopefully it feels a little different now. A little longer. More like it's connected up to your back instead of just in the hip socket. Okay, we're going to do the same thing with the left leg. So again, bend the knee, the foot, think of the pinky toe and big toe at the same time. So when you bring this left foot up to the standing position, the foot toes are kind of hidden behind your knee. And then you lengthen out the leg in the same way. And then you start to examine, are you engaging your core? Is it all about your leg and coming from your thigh? And it's okay if it is. All you do is then bring attention to the lower back flattening, the transverse muscles pulling in a little bit. Those are along the front, deep inside. So it's not just the hip flexor, right? You're now engaging your core with this movement. And did you notice a difference between one leg and the other? Was one leg easier than the other? Or perhaps it felt more familiar for your back to be involved in your core? Really, it's your core, not your back. And rest it. Okay, let's go back to lifting your head now. Again, your feet are in a V, a little bit of a V, and looking in the direction of the space in between your feet. And do you engage the core easier now? Right, so does your head now, and maybe even shoulders, lift a little higher? Something got easier. Right, you took the hip flexors kind of out of the equation, so the legs don't feel so heavy. It gets a little easier. Nice. Okay, and pause again and rest. As you're resting, just notice your contact. Notice your breath and your breathing. And then roll your head a little bit to the right and left and just see how the quality of rolling your head is right now. Okay, so now we're going to add the arms in. So the first thing is, if your palms are turned up, let's turn your palms down. And you're going to have your elbows slightly further out than your palms, right? So that's the first adjustment. There you go. So a little bit out with the elbows, right? And a little bit of a bend. And then we're going to bring, once you get there, bring your left arm to the ceiling. Okay? There you go. Okay, so now what we're going to do is you're going to begin to lift your head and your left arm. And when you do so, you think of your arm coming in the direction of your right thigh. Your head still stays in the center, but your arm kind of reaches over that way. That's it. So you come up and back. Nice, Bonnie. So think of as if you might touch. You don't need to touch, but that's it. So you, yep, left arm, right thigh. Not further than the thigh, so you don't want to go outside. Think right where the thigh is. So it's very specific, the direction, so that you orientate your left arm. That's it. So now we're creating a bit of a twist and side bending with the spine, right? And just notice, again, how is your core engaging? Remind me of your first name again.
I'm Tony.
Tony. Yes. Spread your feet. You keep on pulling them back together. Yes, a V. V like Victor.
Okay.
An upside down V. That's important. That gives you more stability in your core. So feel how it's a little bit of a twist, right? There you go. And if you notice, part of the reason to have the elbow out, right, is you put some weight there on the elbow. The shoulder, the right shoulder comes up a little bit. Okay, rest it. Okay, and we're going to try the same thing now with the right arm. So again, those elbows are slightly out. Then you bring the right arm to the ceiling. You're going to engage lifting the right arm with your head over towards the left thigh, right? It's a diagonal. And how is this diagonal? So as I mentioned last week, we're never symmetrical. Right? The two sides operate different. And whether we're side bent, like we're doing a little bit of side bending and flexion, or whether it's rotation, how is it for you? Was one side easier than the other? Maybe lighter, maybe heavier? How is it different? Excellent. Okay, and let's pause and rest again. Okay, so now we're going to piece all three together. So again, the elbows are slightly bent out, palms down. Then you're going to bring the left arm up, and once it's up to the ceiling, then you're going to slide the right knee up, and as you bend the right knee, bringing the right foot to stand, you lift the left arm and head. So everything's flexing on a diagonal and then lengthening back out. Nice, Casey. Really nice. Nice, Bonnie. That's it, Tony. And it's not so much about touching, it's more about the folding, right? It's all about this core, engaging the core. And again, the reason that you've got that right elbow out there a little bit is you weight bear on the right elbow and forearm. The palm is down. Okay, so the shoulders come up, both shoulders come up. So again, elbow to palm is what presses down. Hand, yes. So let the upper shoulder, so you don't need to go that wide. That's what's holding you back. Bring the arm in a little bit. Yeah. So your shoulder can lift. There you go. There you go. It's okay if you go a little wider. So really engage your right palm. Press that puppy down. Right, so many of you, palm, that's your hand, right? From the elbow to the hand, you press into the floor. Not let it pop up. That means you've been working on the computer too much. Tony, you gotta keep that V going. Those feeties wanna pull back together. That's how you lose your core. So give me a big V. Big, there you go. Why do you keep your legs close together? You watched that movie, Bombshell, didn't you? That's why. That's a joke. Probably not a very good joke. I'm trying to find some... It was a great movie. I'm trying to find a little humor with the candidacy right now. Beautiful. Okay, let it rest. Okay, so we're gonna try the other diagonal. So you're gonna bring the right arm up, make sure that left elbow's slightly out, left palm is down, right arm to the ceiling, bend the left knee, lift right arm and head. Think of folding, you're folding yourself over to the left now. Engage that core, right? And watch that lower part of your arm, Corinne, how it wants to pop up. Right? And it's really not about your wrist. That has to do with the shoulder area.
Yeah.
Right? And notice how much harder this side is for you. It's like, what? Did you just put a 20-pound weight on me on this side? Yes, I did. Didn't you see me just put that weight on you? Right? Right? It's just really extraordinary when one side is so much harder. So much of it has to do with that palm, and again, from the elbow to the hand. Lean on it, right? And so then something has to happen with the left side of the chest in the ribs. So see if your ribs can soften a little bit more. That's it on the left side. So pause right there, Corinne, and just do this kind of like bent, you know, like spongy movement, right? Because it's actually, put the hand down, it's a stiffness about you instead of, there you go, softening, folding. Softening, right? So to engage the core, you need those ribs to bend and fold. Come all the way up, Bonnie. Get that shoulder up too. Bring weight onto that. I know. You're in the same can of worms over here. There we go. That's what I want to see. Right, so softening the chest and rounding the back is really important. You know, for some of us, like we, you know, I grew up, right? Watch your posture, stand up straight. So some of us are super stiff. So you don't want to be bent over all the time, but you don't want to be stiff as a board all the time, right? It needs to be flexible and adaptable. Okay, one more time. Beautiful. And rest. Oh. Take a nice rest. I had you do a couple things in a row, so. Okay, so making sure your feet are in that nice little V, right? Let's go back to just lifting your head, right? Looking towards the space in between, engaging from the belly button down to your pubic bone, lower back, no, so your legs stay long, right? Legs are long, you're just lifting the head. And you're seeing now, how is the engagement? Tony, look how much better that is. For all of you, feel how quick now that pubic area engages. More and more you're getting out of the hip flexors. I've never taught this lesson this way. Like, I never really paid attention to how much you can use this lesson to remove the hip flexors and get the core. That's it. Pause, rest again. Is it getting lighter and easier for everyone? Yes? Good. Bonnie, yes? Okay. This is why, so back in the day, I so struggled after I had abdominal surgery. I tried Pilates, and I could never do it. Because after the abdominal surgeries, my hip flexors, right, doesn't that make sense, wanted to engage. And they never instructed me how to figure out not to use them. They'll just say, don't use them. But I mean, well, what does that mean? Right? How do you actually learn not to use them? So it took me years to figure this out by myself. It was from that little pumpkin who's not a little pumpkin anymore. My daughter. She was 9 pounds. Can you imagine on me? A 9 pound baby. So I had an emergency C-section, and it completely ripped my abdominal.
Well, they cut them.
Yeah, muscle. While she was so big, I just tore. Yeah.
She's worth it.
I suppose she's a good egg. Okay, now we're going to try the two legs together. So you're going to actually bring the legs together. After I had you be in a V, I want your knees and your feet to be together, so the insides of your feet. And you're going to bend the knees, bring the heels up, right, to that standing position, and then lengthening. And again, you're thinking, right? So it's all so much about your thinking. It's instruction. Is engage that area from the pubic bone to your belly button. It pulls in. Right? The lower back flattens and rounds a little bit. So then you're using the core to create mobility in the legs without the hip flexors. Or we'll say very minimal. The hip flexors are still a little bit there. Right? But this was key for me. Excellent. Now, do we think we can add the head in at the same time? Not the arms, but your head. So at the same time as bending your knees, lift, and it might be a little easier. Maybe not. And you don't need to bring the legs all the way to standing. So, Tony, keep the knees together. You're so cute. When I want her in a V, she wants the legs together, and when I want the legs together, she has the legs apart. That's it. I want your knees and ankles glued together. That's it. And let's do that one more time. Nice. And then keep the legs together, keep the feet together, but let's go back to just lifting the head. So it's different. It's different when the legs are spread versus together. So now, how do you engage the core and stuff, keeping the legs together? Do both shoulder blades peel up? Excellent. Okay, let's rest it. Let the legs rest. Now you'll want to spread the legs apart, right? Because it's more work to keep them together. Right, Tony? You figuring that out? Well, yeah, and you do need to use the hip flexors some, but like, I mean, that's all I got used to using all the time, which is a lot of people. Hiking, skiing is constantly using, you know, this is why there's so many back issues and people have core issues. Their core isn't strengthened in the right way, right? It's not from sit-ups, but it's really taking the time to figure out, to feel all this engagement. So the lowest area, where down between the pubic bone, real low here, it's called the transverse. So you need the transverse abdominal. The center one is called the rectus. And then on the sides, that's the one I had surgery on. The sides are called the obliques. So you got four different abdominal walls. So now we're going to work engage more the rectus and the obliques a little bit, okay? So back to palms down, elbows a little wide, and let's start with your left shoulder. That's what we did last time. So you're gonna think of, no, the arm doesn't lift. You're gonna actually keep the elbows out and you're gonna lift the shoulder and your head to look in the direction of the right thigh, but you press the left elbow and hand down. So the shoulder comes up, and this encourages, nice, Tony, softening in those ribs, right? And this is, again, getting some of these oblique muscles, the twisting. There you go. And then the center muscle is called the rectus, right? Nice, Casey. Nice, Bonnie. Good. Good. Let's pause for a second. Let it rest. Okay, now we're going to do the same thing with the right side. So again, palms and elbows down. Elbows are slightly wider. So you want to think of pressing the right elbow to the palm, letting the right shoulder lift up, letting that side of the chest and abdominals work, right? There's a twist. See if you can keep both palms pressed down. Yeah. With the twist. Right, and you should continue to feel that lower back flattens a little bit. That's it, that pubic bone pulls in. Okay, now, let's pause for a moment before we go to the next movement. Just give you a little rest. Okay, now we're going to alternate. So palms down, elbows kind of wide, right? So let's do, we just finished with the right shoulder, so let's start with that. Once the right shoulder, looking over towards the left thigh, then you go back down, and then the left shoulder and head, looking at the right thigh. Okay? This twisting motion of the ribs and the abdominal walls, that's why we have the obliques, is for walking, for running. We work on a contralateral, that's it. Beautiful. Okay, let's take another nice rest here. Okay, so we're going to piece all this together, so make sure your legs are in a V. Both elbows slightly wide, palms down. So as the right shoulder and head lift towards the left leg, you're going to bend the left knee, bring it up to standing. Lower it all back down. So right and left, yeah, bring it up to standing. Then that's it, Casey. Then the left shoulder with the right foot, right leg. Yep. And don't forget about the head. So Bonnie, see if you can lift your head more. Really round your head, Bonnie. Look towards your thigh, right? You're looking more towards the ceiling, and that way then you get very locked in that back. Round. There you go. That's better. Some of your issue too, Corinne, same thing. Really round. There you go. There you go. But you're still pretty stiff. Think of making a hammock with your back. Let those ribs, there you go. You don't even want to have to go up that far. Because when you start to go further, you get stiff again in your chest. Do you feel that? The beginning part is nice and round, and that part's great. And then, so don't go anymore. Because then you tense, and you actually go into a holding pattern that makes you arch. I'm very similar. Okay, let's rest it. Rest. Breathe. We'll go back and we'll use the hands one more time. That'll help you. Okay, so let's bring the left arm up to the ceiling. Right arm out to your side like we did before. Okay? This time just let's lift your head, lift your left arm as if you're going to touch your right thigh. Have the legs long in a V. And just think of making a hammock. Very nice, Casey, with your back. That's it. That's the hammock. But I still want that elbow down. You have your arms so wide out. So you work towards bringing that closer to you. And the reason you're doing that is because that's it, because you lose the roundingness. So round, round, round. Because then you expand on the way up. Then add the leg in. See if that makes it a little easier to round like a hammock. So slide that right knee up. Round. Nope, don't roll to the side. There. Better, Bonnie. Nice. Okay, let's rest again. Okay, let's try the other side. Let's bring the right arm up. Let's start just with the right arm in your head, coming towards the left. Keep the leg long right now. Bonnie, this side's so much lighter for you. Yeah? Looks like it. And I think for you too, Corinne. It's just so much easier. Like you really, both of you really fold and soften. Don't think of rolling. Think of folding. Nice, Casey. Good. Okay, now add the left leg in, right? I'm going to do just one more variation. Nice. Let's do that one more time and we'll take a rest. Good. Okay. So last variation, we're going to do arms. Think of your arms lifting more like a mummy. arms, head, and legs at the same time. Okay? So, well, if you want your arms to the ceiling, I wanted your arms more to stay on the ground, but like a mummy, like you're coming out of a coffin. But let's try your arms to the ceiling. Let's see what's easier. Bring your arms to the ceiling, bend the knees, bring both legs up, lift your head, right? Everything folding, as if you were gonna hug your knees. There you go. And then back down. Yeah, so let's start with the arms to the ceiling. So, and then straighten your legs again, Tony. Remember, start with, like you're gonna hug yourself. Nice, Casey. Nope. Hugging yourself. You're going to hug your knees, right? A bear's going to attack you, and you need to curl into a ball. Right now, your head would get bitten off, Bonnie. So I want your head to be glued to your knees. I want you to bring your nose as close to your knees as possible, right? Curl into a ball. There you go. Much better. Excellent. Okay, let's let it go and rest. Rest. You guys have done enough. Starting to fatigue. Is your hand going to sleep? Okay, so one last time with your legs in a V, let's just go back to your head, right? Lifting to look at your feet. And again, you're feeling the core. Oh, so nice. Feel how your core is engaging, how light it is to lift your head. The back rounds a little bit, right? Flattens. So much better, Bonnie. Look at all the wrinkles on the front of your sweater. Same with you, Corinne. Nice, Tony. Lean on those elbows. Let the shoulders come up. Let as much as you want come up, right? Could you come all the way up to sitting? Yeah, keep the legs long. Why not? So that would be the next level to play with at home, is could you come up to sitting? Yes. Nice, Casey. Yeah, but I want you to round. Yes. This is good for you. Okay, try that one more time and then we'll let it all go and rest. Nice. Okay, so just let it go, rest. Feel how you're resting there now. Notice your breath and your breathing. Your contact with the floor. And I think probably what was maybe the most valuable for all of you in here is this understanding of the hip flexors versus the core. And engaging the core. Roll your head a little bit to the left and right and just feel the ease and fluidity of rolling your head to each side. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing. See how you feel in standing from this lesson.